Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 15th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices, March corn up a half cent at 651. March wheat up 4.5 cents, 753¾. And March beans up a quarter cent, 1485¼. We did have one small sale this morning, 102,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. Apparently, Brazilian corn, at least two shiploads have arrived to Mexico. So certainly grain is moving there, and that may start cutting the U.S. out of some of that business. But the weekly export sales were good. Wheat, 469, better than expected. Corn, 959, better than expected. And the beans, over 1 million metric tons above what they were looking for, at 2.94. That's one of the biggest numbers we've seen in quite some time. Unfortunately, when the news came out, the beans rallied about a quick nickel, and then they broke most of that back. So, you know, the markets did what they were going to do, despite the export figures here. Looks like we're going to have more good rains in Brazil. We don't see any problems there. Below average rains for the eastern part of Argentina. We know they've had some rains. Temperatures have been moderate this week, but look to be warming up again next week, you know, toward those highs, high 90s in that range. We know that the crop is shrinking there somewhat, but I believe it's being more than offset by the Brazilian crop. Soil moisture in the U.S. has improved dramatically. Even the northern parts of the Mississippi River should be enjoying some higher levels. We know the southern levels have really benefited, despite the tornadoes and everything else going on down there. There has been a lot of moisture, and that's certainly improving the picture there. So overall, we've got, you know, good exports. Are we going to see good exports leading to lousy closes? We'll have to see. The Dow Jones looks to open up about 360 points lower here this morning. Interesting, the dollar broke. It was up about 60 ticks at one point. It's now down 20 ticks. So we've actually broken, you know, more than a full penny at one point here today. The bonds are up 0.2 of a point. Silver has given back 50 cents, gold $24. So it looks like most of the outside markets are going to be a little bit lower out here today. Crude oil is down 30 cents a barrel. We'll see if that holds out here. So overall, you know, I think we're at where we've been at. The pros are going to be looking to sell rallies. As long as Brazil stays out of trouble, we can expect to see world carryouts move higher. If there's any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.